Okay, so this boo is for geeks, technophobes, computer techs, computer guys, whatever you want to call it. If you're not one of those, you probably will be bored probably sometime after a few more words. But if you are and you like to learn more about it and know something about Office, then you might wanna hear. Today I found it a bit less headache giving way to sort of migrate from an old computer with Outlook 2003 to a new one that has Outlook 2007. Say you or a friend or a client, even if you're working, wants to move their email out, their POP3, I should say, their POP3 email database and contacts and everything to that new machine. A way I found to do today, so that you don't have to do any backing up and exporting, which would take probably double the time, and then re-importing and everything, is to simply grab their PST file, their old PST file, which you can find out from going into Control Panel Mail, the Mail applet, and clicking on the Data Files button. It'll tell you the folder where the PST is at. Take that PST, stick it on a thumb drive, better yet, an external USB hard drive, which will be faster for read and write access. And then bring that over to the new machine with Outlook 2007 on it. And what you're going to do is simply start Outlook 2007. It's going to start a profile for you. Go ahead and do so, but do not create an email account. It's going to ask you, the first question I think is going to be, if you want to create an email account. You say no, and then it's going to say, do you want to continue with no email support? It's a checkbox near the bottom. And check that and click finish. It'll create everything else for you except an email account, even a PST. So do the same thing. Find out where that new PST is at in the Outlook 2007 machine, and simply rename the old PST file to be the exact same as that new one and move it over. Copy it, overwrite it. If you want to make a backup, you know, you can do so, you know, but I'm just making the simplest way possible. Just move it over and it's going to overwrite it, and then go back into Outlook. Go to Control Panel and Mail again, and this time click the Email Accounts button. And then put in the information for the user, their name, their username and password, their mail server, the outgoing mail server, the incoming mail server, and all that. Configure it all how it used to be. Hopefully you got that before you started moving this stuff around. And then once you put in that email information, exactly the same as it was before, simply close that and then open Outlook again, and everything will be exactly the same. All their folders, all their contacts, everything will be there, and it'll be synchronizing with their servers right away. So that's it. Just grab the PST, put it into the new one, configure the email information after you've copied the PST, or maybe even before, you could just do the whole email support, but I found it's easier this way. And then copy over the folder, but I wouldn't try that because it automatically gets you in there and it starts configuring it, and you might even lose an email or two. It may be important, you don't know. So that's pretty much it. Hope it helps somebody. It maybe won't help anybody, but oh well, I wanted to talk about it anyway. All right, peace.